If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, September 29th, 2019. We're now here. President Trump rightfully has told America and the world that we are at war against internal enemies who wish to overthrow our country and the election of 2016. America is fighting for its life, but at least we're fighting. Here he is from the Rose Garden yesterday.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
That's Saturday. This is what he had to say on Friday, surreptitiously video, when he's talking to the diplomatic corps at the UN, the U.S. diplomatic corps. He's telling them that we're in a war. We are. Here's the president.
So the whistleblower came out and said nothing. Said a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower. Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam. And he says, that's all right.
And we now have the timeline of exactly what happened. Back in mid-August, August 14th, they had the supposed whistleblower report written up by a powerful Democratic law firm that works for Hillary Clinton. This has now come out over the weekend. We'll go through all the news in the next segment. And they just prepared this lie. That's why Pelosi went ahead with the impeachment press conference before she ever read the transcript. The two are night and day different. The president did absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, we've got Obama on the stage with the Russian prime minister, Medvedev, remember, saying, oh, after the election, I can do a lot more. Well, guess what? That's not an impeachable offense. The president is the executive branch. He's allowed to make deals with foreign powers or as long as they're not selling the country out. But the Chinese communists have bought this nation off, and the Russians bought off Hillary to a great extent with the Uranium One and so many other issues. I mean, Trump is the stalwart for this nation. And wrote the letter on August 12th, but Schiff and others had it. By the 14th, they admit, and then waited over a month to sneak attack the disinfo and say, oh, we've got all the proof. We've got the whistleblower. Whistleblower. And then Paul Krugman comes out from the New York Times and says, soon we'll all be in FEMA camps. Trump's going to put journalists in camps. It's Obama went after the whistleblowers. And Obama went after the press and locked up hundreds of people, more than even Lincoln did. But again, it's a total lie, a total projection of what they're doing. It's conservatives being kicked off the air and being sued and lied about and arrested and persecuted and blacklisted. But we're going to go over some of Krugman's famous faux pas, feet in the mouth. Because you really guess can't put your foot in your own ass. But remember, he said the internet would be gone by 2005. It would just no one would use it anymore. Said that in 1998. And other really hilarious stuff. We've got some of those coming up for you. Because he says, man, liberal media is all being put in camps by Trump. Oh, yeah. He says either we arrest Trump or we all get put in camps. He says arrest the president, then flips around and goes, he wants to arrest us. Total inversion in one statement.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Nowadays, if you get a Nobel Prize, it's a joke. It really is. And there's articles out, even from the Wall Street Journal, saying, are movie reviews dead? There's other articles saying, is political polling dead? And the answer is yes. When you don't have any integrity, and you give Nobel Prizes to criminals and liars, or when Rotten Tomatoes is on record being paid off to give horrible movies 100% reviews, but then they give zero review to Dave Chappelle because he says he's sick of political correctness, and he gets a 98 from fans. People know it's a fraud, and it loses all value, and it becomes a total joke. And the Democratic Party and the corporate media and the Hollywood scum, bought and paid for by the Chi-Coms, who literally own the majority of six of the eight big Hollywood production firms, now know that no one believes them other than their own cult followers, maybe 20% of the public, who knows it's all a lie, but goes with it because they still think they can fool somebody or they can at least disrupt the country and cause a stock market crash. Remember last year, Bill Maher came out and said, I want to crash the economy so that Trump doesn't win. He said it again this year. And then the private Federal Reserve raised interest rates a bunch to do that. I mean, we're watching groups openly try to sabotage the country at the behest of foreign powers, while telling us continually the president's a traitor and he's selling us out to the Russians and the Ukrainians and the everybody else, when he's the America First president. Everybody knows it. So let me hit one of their chief liars first out of all this huge news, because it's illustrative of everything we're going to cover. Paul Krugman won a Nobel Prize for economics for supporting and pushing Obama-era type economic propaganda, which is deindustrialization of the West, screwing America over garbage. Paul Krugman famously said that President Trump would never be elected, and if he was, there'd be a stock market crash when he got elected. Instead, it went straight up. Everybody knows that. That guy's pull up a graph of stock market since 2016, December 2016. By then, it's skyrocketing straight up. Everybody knows that. Almost doubled, basically, since then. And then Krugman famously, of course, said that Trump would never get the growth rate up to 3%. Remember, Obama said Trump doesn't have a magic wand. You can't do it. Obama could never do it. Trump got it up to 3.8. So there you go again. And then since 2016, right through 2019, you see it continue to go up. We can pull up that graph from 2016 to 2019, please. Again, we're a radio show, but we're also simulcast on television, so we can actually show people what we're talking about here. And then Paul Krugman, of course, previously said that the internet was going to basically be an outdated thing by 2005 and nobody would really be using it. He said that in 1998 in the New York Times. So this guy is fabulously wrong continually. But see, he's doing that on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, because you get these prizes and things for, like, starting a bunch of wars. I mean, Obama launched more wars than George H.W. and the Clintons combined. Total warmonger. Hillary said, we came, we saw Libya, you know, was destroyed. Now all of Africa's collapsing. There, I mean, you get peace prizes for stuff like that. You don't get peace prizes for stopping war. And so for feeding people pure manure and keeping them in the dark, Paul Krugman gets a Nobel Prize. But the Nobel Prize is a joke. It's like the lady that brought down Bill O'Reilly with made-up crap. She got a Pulitzer Prize, and then they've been camped out here in Austin for basically 3 years trying to get people to make up stuff about me constantly. I mean, you're a joke. They have Pulitzer Prize winners camped out in Austin with whole teams under them trying to lie about me. Doesn't matter. Go ahead and publish your article. No one will believe it. You're a bunch of damn liars. Let's continue. Let me read you Paul Krugman. The growth of the internet will slow drastically as the flaw in the Meta law which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants, becomes apparent. Most people have nothing to say to each other. By 2005 or so, it will become clear the internet's impact on on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. I mean, this guy thinks you're an idiot. Remember what Gruber, who helped write Obamacare, said. Thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you don't have an attention span of a goldfish. And he was giving that at a group of professors on C-SPAN, laughing at you. Krugman literally hates you and your family. So we could read over all these quotes for you. But here's what really matters about Krugman. He says that Trump either needs to be arrested in a tweet he put out. I mean, I could read it to you if you'd like. Let's put up Krugman's tweet, please, from Saturday. He says either we put Trump in jail or he's going to lock up thousands of journalists. No one's been locked up. Under Obama, hundreds of journalists got locked up. Like we were a third world country. Hundreds of whistleblowers got targeted. Here's an article. 2013 articles about the Department of Justice investigation and arrest of reporters. Wikipedia has a year by year of it if you want to go read it. But again, Krugman and people think you have no memory. Here's the Krugman tweet.
Starting to look like two possible outcomes. Trump and a number of others end up in jail, or thousands of journalists end up in prison camps.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's who these people are. And they think you're total morons and total idiots. And here's the big takeaway. They're making their move on America right now, and they've got your kids in the public schools. They've got your money where you sent your young people to these colleges. Almost all the degrees are worthless by design. And then they promise them, oh, once the utopia takes over of communism, then you're going to have a place in it. And so that's why the millennials, more than half of them, are working for a communist utopia, is because they've been told that they're the ruling class by con artists like Paul Krugman. This is admitted. And so that's why they want authoritarianism. That's why they love censorship. That's why they're being prepared in the colleges to go to Silicon Valley and then oversee the censorship, because they've been taught from high school this is their place. They're all a bunch of hateful fascists like Greta Thunberg that you dare not question. She can't even talk. We got video coming up where she's asked real questions, can't even respond to anything. Her Twitter's obviously not run by her. Her and her Antifa parents. But this is the future if we keep just standing down. Because the Democrats are going to get crazier and crazier, and socialists and globalists are, because they're financed by the ultra-rich. They're backed up by communist China with a world record in killing people. They're adopting its global social score, panopticonic, big brother, mark of the beast, you will buy nor sell system. Everybody's being listened to by the devices, the Trojan horses everybody brought into their homes. They admit they're putting fluoride in the water to lower your IQ. It's all admitted. And the more we keep putting up with it, like they're the authorities and they're the bosses, the worse it's going to get, because we're in this stalemate now where most people don't believe them and hate the establishment, but they're still in charge, except populists are getting elected everywhere, so now they're taking over elections, speeding up election fraud, speeding up intimidation, bullying, and we're on a collision course. So I'm going to talk at the bottom of the hour, believe me, you want to be here, about how we defeat this and how we stop this, and I have a plan. And there's an article up on Infowars.com that deals with all of this. And we've proven we know how to take action, and you know how to take action and stop these globalists, but it's going to have to be in the streets. We've got to hit the streets in a big, meaningful, aggressive way. This is why they've wanted us off air ahead of 2020, because they don't want us, as the modern Paul Revere's, to raise the alarm. The president has said, we'll play the clips again. I played them at the start. You may have missed them. That we're in a war. Who are we at war with, though? And that these people are evil and want to overthrow the country because Trump represents the people in our best interest. That's coming up. And how to stop them, and the latest Ukraine garbage, and the latest on Biden, and just so much more. But you want solutions? You're going to get them. You want marching orders? You're going to get them.
From deep
deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The threat to impeach President Trump is very, very real. It's very, very serious. I'm going to be breaking that down, the numbers from the House and the Senate, what's happening behind the scenes. Mark Levin did a very good job in a 6.5-minute report with Hannity Friday that I want to air part of, where he explains the Republicans have to go on the offense or it's over. And I'm going to explain that again in a moment as well. But that doesn't just mean the old blue bloods like Mitch McConnell up there that has just put up with incredible crap. People death threatening him in his yard, and then Twitter suspends him for saying it's wrong. I mean, when the leader of the Senate's acting like that, that green lights America taking it up the keister with no lubrication. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but I mean, that's what's happening here. These criminals have been encouraged by the fact that when they're coming at us with criminal activity and a war against America and saying America was never great, it'll never be great, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. All these white Democrats are saying whites are inherently bad, trying to cause racial division. They're the bad guys, folks. They're taking the promise of America and throwing it in the toilet. They're globalists. They have sold the nation out. And when you've got a president at the Rose Garden saying, I'm representing you and your interests, so they're coming after me, but I'm not going to back down. That's a pledge that he's been keeping. I just wish he'd do more about the censorship, because it's not about private companies. It's about combines spying on people and punishing people for what they do and what they say, and then lying about the fact that they're doing it. And election meddling and only putting negative search results up for conservative candidates. Rigging the searches. It's all admitted. Steven Crowder finally figured it's happening to him. It's been happening to him for 6 months. I told him. You type in his name, wouldn't get any of his stuff. He bitched about it. They stopped it. We've got to get aggressive. Kissing the left's ass has encouraged all this behavior. So people say Trump's too hardcore. He's not hardcore enough, because when you're met with extremism, when you're met with tyranny, it's not extreme to meet it at the level it comes at you. Or even stronger to deal with it. What did Barry Goldwater say? Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism, when you're faced with out-of-control tyranny, isn't extremism. It's survival, people. We've had it so good so long that we don't know when we got a case of cancer. We got it. So here's the president again at the Rose Garden on the weekend, and then him Friday, speaking of the diplomatic corps in New York, saying we're in a war, but who are we in a war with? Here's the clips back to back.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
So the whistleblower came out and said nothing. Said a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower. Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam. And he says, that's all right.
And folks can sit there and joke, but it's not a laughing matter. You notice the Secretary General of the UN came out after Trump gave that speech, and he said the world is split between China and America, and the world's deciding who's going to run the world. Well, the Chi-Coms have the record for killing people. Their own admissions, 115 mil, 80-something under Mao. And you have the New York Times praising him, not just this year, but every year going back to the founding of the communist nation. People never voted for it. They were put into giant slave camps. Over 100 million were killed one way or another. And that's who our ruling establishment wants. Not because the owners of Walmart and the Koch brothers, oh, they're involved in it too, and the Soroses of the world actually believe communism will help you. They just call it communism, and then all the generals are billionaires under that. And then the robber barons that set it up, they control trillions. They're offshore. Our corrupt elites, our robber barons, who are at war with America for our entire history, went over and set up China at the end of World War II to teach us a lesson, to deindustrialize us, to leverage us out. The Council on Foreign Relations has written thousands of snot-nosed articles, literally thousands. I looked it up since the 1950s about how China would, you know, cut us down to size. We've been maneuvered into this position. But I'll tell you this, just the wealth we've had has turned us into a bunch of jellyfish, myself included. And so we can sit there and wish Trump was doing more. Geraldo Rivera got it right. He said, can you imagine what it's like for Trump trying to run anything when there's all these spies around him who then take what he does and spin it as if it's dirty? That's what people use secrecy for. Oh, there's a non-disclosure. I can't tell you what Alex Jones was really doing. It's all made up. I've learned that. Because any media company has a non-disclosure, and people are like, oh, I can't tell you the non-disclosure. Oh. And it's the same thing with Trump. Oh, the talk with Ukraine. It was so bad, pro quo. And then, of course, you get the transcript. There's nothing there. Trump said weeks ago, he goes, you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm going to do anything illegal anyways? I love this country. But plus, why the hell would I do it when all those agencies are listening? You think I'm crazy? Phone calls with Trump are incredibly boring. How's your wife? How's your kids? Keep it up. Great job. You know, just press the attack. We're going to beat these scum. Yeah, you know, McCain's an idiot, isn't he? Bet you don't like McCain too much. Just stuff like that. Because it's all being recorded. In the room, there's five people on the phone. And now they want all his phone calls. Imagine all your phone calls paraded all over the news, looking for something to spin. How about Schiff release his phone calls? We're going to go to break, but I'll tell you this, folks. I'm not funded by George Soros and Hollywood and the globalists, and they went through and harassed all our sponsors and got rid of them years ago. I'm supported by you, and I thank you for the support. But listen, I need everybody to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. You think they're just trying to impeach the president? They're trying to take out all of his key supporters because I have a voice, and I have a platform able to speak to you. It's you they're trying to silence. That's why it's more important than ever to get high-quality products you already need, like fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, the amazing Wake Up America coffee that's one of the highest qualities out there for a very low price. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, and Black Friday comes 2 months early to InfoWars. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all preparedness goods, water filters, air filters, and all the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So step up, folks. I appreciate you. Spread the word about the broadcast, pray for us, and buy the products.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. Please remember that the very fact that this broadcast exists is an affront to world government, the Chi-Coms, the Democratic Party, Antifa, child molesters, devil worshippers everywhere. And I'm not joking when I say that. I shot a special report today that's not aired yet, not been posted to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, and will only be posted once I go off at about 5:45 or so in the final segment airs, dealing with what we're really contending with and what's at the bottom of the rat hole or the spider hole. And that is occultism. That is devil worship. So that is coming up in the final segment tonight and is of paramount importance. Then the report will be posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The only way it will reach people or go viral is if you decide to share it by text message, by email, or by word of mouth, or to share it from band.video, which has not been blacklisted on Facebook and Twitter yet, like InfoWars.com. So it's easier to share via those platforms. So this is your mission, should you choose to accept it. You're tuned in. I think you have accepted it. Now, I want to talk about ways to take action and ways to defeat the globalist 100% and have victory in 2020. And obviously, it's about you taking action. So we're going to do that here in just a moment. But since I mentioned the last segment today, what's coming up, here's a story from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com today. Transgender Antifa, there it is, Hail Satan, Antifa transsexuals staged satanic ritual in downtown Portland to protest Patriot prayer. Now, you can sit around and joke and laugh about this. These people are not joking. And the whole Hail Satan movie around the country where they're trying to get the Democrats to adopt Satanism as their official language, don't worry, they already have. This is real. Just like Bob Dylan talked about. Go ahead and roll the clip.
It is your desire to cast off spiritual servitude that was thrust upon you without consent. If you agree with me, if you agree, repeat after me. Hail Satan!
Okay, so that's enough of these people. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Now look how pathetic and weak they are. Satan's not giving them power. Also, the Satanists always claim, oh, Satan gives you the right to do what you want and speech and all this. Every time Satanists take over, they take everybody's freedom away and burn and rape everything into a giant hole in the ground. French Revolution style. George Washington warned about that and the false Illuminati. They call themselves the Enlightenment. They are not the Enlightenment. They came to kill the Enlightenment, Adam Weishaupt. So let's continue in his whole Jesuit conspiracy. Now let's continue here. Here's Bob Dylan on 60 Minutes more than 20 years ago. People say, oh, he was just joking. No, in the last segment today, I'll show Bob Dylan saying he went to the crossroads in the South and he sold his soul to the devil. Let me explain something, folks. In Hollywood, before most people get initiated, they actually ask you to do this, okay? They asked Mark Dice to do it. He said no. They asked me to do it. I said no. This is real. This isn't a joke. You're going to see that in the last segment today. I talk about it. Right now, here's Bob Dylan.
You're still out here doing these songs. You know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And this earth, and then in the world we can't see.
Bob Dylan has been
the chief commander. The chief commander. Not a lot of people have had a conversation with the chief commander. But Bob Dylan has. I went and found other interviews he gave where he explains it all. It's exactly what's been reported by others. This isn't your run-of-the-mill demon stuff. No, this is communion with Lucifer. We'll talk about it in the last segment today. You want to know about the bottom of the rabbit hole? Satan will give you a little taste, and he'll move in with rapid speed. We'll talk about it coming up in the last segment today. Because if you want to be a slave, if you want to be a loser, the devil's got a place at the table for you. But you want to really find out what's on the other side, go to the next level. Now, the whole world tells you Jesus isn't real for a reason. And you're not going to find strongholds with more Satanists in them than big mega churches and these establishment systems. It's all about feeling good. There's no discernment in them. There's no fighting the mark of the beast, the world government, abortion. The fruits are dead in those churches. Yes, faith comes by grace, but then there'll be fruits. A tree without fruits is dead. It's not eternal. So I'm going to tell you again, the devil first took over the churches with the pedophile rings, all of it, with the money, with the power, through the seminaries, the World Council of Churches. There aren't many churches, folks. Satanism's real. And you get convinced that, oh, the devil's not real. Oh, we're all just machines. There's no free will. They've got you at that point. Almost every major leftist that tells you they're an atheist is a Satanist. Eddie Murphy came out and talked about this with Mr. Seinfeld this week. That's what made me think about this and go, you know, I ought to show people some clips of entertainers and Hollywood people and others. I mean, Francois Mitterrand, the French president, Tony Blair, the British prime minister, his wife gave an interview and said that he is possessed by the spirit of the light every morning and convulses on the ground. Look it up. So if you want to know why all this is so anti-human, oh, we'll make you a good poet, oh, we'll make you a good musician, oh, you'll be in Hollywood. You already have the gift to be a great poet or somebody in Hollywood or a musician. You already have those gifts God gave you. The devil just taps into those and shows you the power you have, and you're convinced the devil gave it to you. All the devil can do is get the world out of your way and make you powerful in this system. But it's always at the expense of innocence to make sure you're drugged through the mud and have that on your soul to make sure you go down forever. It's the worst deal. It's the most horrible deal. It sucks. And none of the power, none of the money, none of it fulfills you. It's like eating food that turns to... And you know, they even tell you this in the allegories. It's like that cheesy Pirates of the Caribbean, the Black Pearl cursed ship, because they did bad things to get the gold. And they drink the wine, they eat the food, it goes right through them. Beautiful women can't enjoy them. And that's what this is all about. But if you really love God, you're not some shrinking violet, like a little fake priest and all these people. That's the devil making you think, oh, God's not powerful. You can't. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You know God. You know all the enemy's operations, everything Satanists know beyond their most powerful leaders. But you don't even want it. You're like, oh, it's like a stinking vampire bat on your arm. It's just, ugh, get it away. I mean, you just can't even imagine just the full boost. Unbelievable. But not everybody's meant to have that, are they? No, they're going to have to go with their God. And you know, God gave us free will. I understand why God did it. Satanists go, oh, your God's a torturer and all this other stuff. No, God just has the will to create new beings that have free will and have seen some of his children. Into solutions right now, then I'll get into other major world events and news next hour and those special reports I told you about. President Trump is doing the best job he can. He is completely surrounded by liars and by people that take what he says and then spin it and illegally release it. Then when Trump spends months and even years proving that it's not true, by then they leapfrog like gymnasts to the next lie that we then spend our time debunking. And Pelosi knows that Trump's going to win in a landslide despite all their election fraud and all their fake polls. People know the polls are as fake as movie reviews now, all bought and paid for. And so she said, look, we're going to have articles of impeachment by Thanksgiving. And if it isn't this Ukraine thing, we got a bunch of stuff. That's a quote. We got a bunch of great candidates. Now, the polls internally came in and showed just 15, 20 points more for Trump, not 5 points. So they panicked this weekend. She said she's praying about it. She feels terrible now. And we've seen Schiff and others making the rounds on television. And we've seen the former Ukrainian prime minister come out and say, wow, yeah, what Biden did with his son's totally illegal. So this won't just be sacrificing Biden, which is what they want to do now because he's run out of steam and is doddering and can't finish his sentences. And they know Warren's not popular, so they want to remove him. And then they've got stuff they think they're going to launch on Pence. They think there'll be so much fear and so much intimidation that they all run for the exits. And then, boy, they can get back on top of America and bully us into submission. And they've got their race wars wound up, and they've got their sex wars lined up, and their total division. It's all in the WikiLeaks. The Chi-Coms are just throwing billions a month at Netflix and at the big production companies to produce. I mean, I've got articles here I'm going to get to next hour that are up on Infowars.com. New Netflix movie fantasizes about time-traveling liberals carrying out pre-crime murder of patriots to prevent an American uprising against globalism. They kill innocent school teachers and school bus drivers and doctors and people. Anyone with an AR-15 is killed by leftist Antifa priest. And the show, it's out. There's reviews of it. It's got a big cast, big budget. Oh, by the way, the production company's Chinese owned. And the same folks that put out Get Out, where the white people kidnap black people and, you know, kill them in their homes or whatever, all made up craziness. They have that movie coming out, you know, where they kidnap the Trump supporters and torture them to death, The Hunt or whatever. The Purge, all these movies. Well, they're behind that. I mean, it's just every day there's a new show coming so fast. And people watch this. I was in studio a few weeks ago. They've put out the first part of it. They're splitting it in two. For 4.5 hours with Tip or T.I. And he literally said, yeah, I'll see you when I come to Austin for South by Southwest. I said, yeah, man, come by my house and stuff. Bring your kids. You meet my kids. We got kids the same age. He said, man, I'm not going to any white people's houses now. And then he was joking around. Well, you know, I'm like, Get Out. You know, will you kill me if I get in there? And I mean, folks, he really believed it. Meanwhile, I have a stack of articles about blacks killing blacks, a little black kid getting stabbed by 7 other black kids. 9 out of 10 black people that are killed by black people. And I'm there on the show with him saying, hey, more than double the population of blacks. We're only 30% of the population, but 36% of abortions are black. He's like, oh, that doesn't matter. But one video he was showing me on his phone is some little white kid beating up a black kid. He's like, see, that shows the white supremacism is exploding. Not facts, not statistics, not reality. Because that's where he gets rewarded by the media, Pavlovianly, with the ding, ding here. You know, you get a carrot. By the way, I don't like seeing a little kid get held down by a bully and beat up. That happened plenty of times to me. It just made me tough. I had white kids, black kids hold me down and do that. They were bigger than me. Later, I beat their ass. But the point is, the statistics show the most dangerous thing for a black person is their mother's womb. But none of these black people I talk to ever care about that because the media hadn't told them to care. But let me get to the solutions. Let me get to the positive news. Let me get to the big news here. Because I'm not holding back on this. It's just that this is so big. And we're holding destiny in our hands. I know that if you as an audience do this, and if I go out as an example and do this as well, I know that we're going to turn things around, and I know we're going to absolutely put the globalists back on their heels and defeat them. I absolutely know it's the case. So let me tell you what it is now, and then I will spend the second segment of the next hour that's 10 minutes long getting it all into one report because I need this to be concise. I need to be laser focused and only cover this issue because I go down all these rabbit trails because there's so much here to cover. And it deals with everybody hitting the streets. And it's not like I'm giving you a theory here that I think will work if you do it. It's guaranteed. And it's why they want us off the air. You see, I haven't just done this before. You've done this before. We got President Trump elected. We took him over the top. This broadcast, this show, all of us working in synchronicity and serendipity together. A combined effort. Absolutely, you can say Drudge got him elected, or you could say the Daily Caller helped, or Breitbart, or you could say InfoWars, but this broadcast, if we weren't here to put out the talking points and put out the analysis and to get the people moving in the grassroots, Trump wouldn't have been elected. And that's not about taking credit. Everybody gets credit. It's about realizing if we don't do this again, the election fraud, that wave of fraud, is going to make it inland. I always compare Trump to a wave and they build a seawall of election fraud. And if it's high enough, that big wave of fraud, that big wave of people voting for Trump and taking action, that big wave won't make it over that wall of total election fraud. So we've done this before. So regardless of how you look at it, a leftist wave of election fraud and fake polls and the rest of it can stop the will of the people in a landslide for our populist president. Or see it the other way, as the seawall of their lies trying to stop the wave. Doesn't matter. The point is they're allegories and they're true. That's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. So I'm going to do my best to cover this second segment next hour. Some stations don't carry that little 5 minutes, but a lot of our stations don't want to carry news, so-called news. And so they like that little 5 minutes. I'm going to air a special report on Democrats doubling down, promising to take your guns. And then we're going to get into it. And I know when something is game winning. I know when something's lightning in a bottle. I know when something's victory, because I don't get butterflies speaking to a big crowd of people. I don't get butterflies, trying to pick up a hot chick when I wasn't married or whatever. I don't get butterflies about to get in a fight. But when I see destiny and when I know it's in my hands, and when I know that if we don't win, true evil is going to run absolutely rampant, and it's our responsibility to fight as hard as we can, and then God will take us the rest away. When I know something's destiny, well, just like that, I started sweating about 5 minutes ago, as you can see if you're watching on television, because the responsibility of this is so powerful. And it's almost like if I just come on air and say, here it is, I haven't done a good enough job. I need to drum roll and build this up with some ceremony, because people won't think it's important unless I do that. Now, the article breaks a lot of it down. I wrote it with Jamie White just today over the telephone, but something of this magnitude is really up to you to envision what I'm saying and to decide from your perspective what needs to be done that's legal and lawful, so that we don't go into this physical civil war that globalists are trying to launch. But the article's on newswars.com and infowars.com. Please get it out however you can. It's time for Americans to hit the streets, counter the leftist coup by bringing truth to their events. Now, that sounds very elementary, but you did that. Hundreds of events, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Hundreds of events exposing Hillary Uranium One. It was all over the national news. It absolutely sabotaged them. Trump then picked up on it, had the rape victims at the events. And InfoWars was adopted as the battle strategy against the Clintons, because we're so effective and we tell the truth, and we had victory. Well, we've got to do it again. We've got to bull our way to the absolute spotlight now, and that means you bullying your way up there to let these bullies and control freaks know you will not be silenced. Because everything they've been doing in the censorship is to stop us from doing what we're about to do.
I remember when I lost my mind.
I remember.
There was something so pleasant about that.
But you didn't really lose your mind. You broke free from the world's control
and so much,
and its intimidation. And out there, there's so much space, so much freedom.
And when you're out there without care,
turn it up a little bit. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
It took me off the air, they thought, because I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
It makes you crazy. You see, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man's king. Or you could say, in the land of the mad, the wise king drinks the poison and becomes mad himself. And that's what the globalists are looking for. So much mental illness, so much inversion of reality. People just get demoralized and give up. But that's not happening. Here they are admitting they want our guns. Such a powerful report. Then we'll be back with Pure Solutions.
We will not give them up. I think on behalf of millions of owners who will not comply.
We are law-abiding, responsible gun owners, and please don't legislate the 150 million people just like me into being criminals. Like, has almost, it has happened. You've already done it. The legislation on bump stocks, I was a bump stock owner, and I had to make a decision. Do I become a felon, or do I comply? And like that gentleman that just got escorted out, I will not comply.
The hearing on so-called assault weapons drew a line in the sand. The Democrats want your president, they want you taxed to death, and they want your guns. Leading the charge, politicians who know little to nothing about firearms.
I've held an AR-15 in my hand. I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets, need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
Clearly define those characteristics that define an assault weapon, and assault weapons also include assault pistols and assault shotguns, then we'll be on much firmer footing.
And that would eliminate these weapons that we commonly refer to as assault weapons, and that can cause these mass casualties.
I would like to, ask, some of the people who support banning, quote, assault rifles to tell me, and do you think that hunting rifles ought to be banned?
I believe any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
You said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. Is that correct?
Any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
Okay, so you then stand for the proposition to ban any type of firearm, because any type of firearm could be used to misuse and kill people.
As I stated before, with law enforcement in particular, there is a social contract that we have.
I'm asking, based on your statement, you said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. That's what you stated. You just said all, so I'm clarifying, your statement today is that all firearms, because they can be used to hunt people, should be banned. That's your statement before this committee.
So that is not my statement, so you haven't clarified my statement, sir. You've just added a statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I don't necessarily profess to be an expert in hunting varmint, but my general sense is that if you're hitting them with an AK-15, you're not hunting them, you're killing them. And that's the only purpose of doing it.
Larry Elder, writing for Real Clear Politics, asks, how many are saved every year by guns? Almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates of annual uses ranging from about 500,000 to more than 3 million per year. 20 years ago, economist John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, wrote, "We find that allowing citizens to carry concealed weapons deters, and it appears to produce no increase in accidental deaths. If those states which did not have right to carry concealed gun provisions had adopted them back in 1992, approximately 1,570 murders, 4,177 rapes, and over 60,000 aggravated assaults would have been avoided yearly." The Democrats lean on totalitarianism as a solution to increase their own power and control, which is why we need to protect our Second Amendment rights now more than ever. John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the receiver.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. President Trump is betting on you. He believes in you. He believes he can take on the corrupt deep state that sold us out to foreign tyrannies like China. And he's really going after them and returning real constitutional power back to the government and we the people. But that government supposedly guards the rights of, and the system bipartisanly is trying to maneuver him for impeachment. I've been watching Fox News. It's more anti-Trump than it's pro-Trump. They're making their move, but we have a way to fight back legally and lawfully and defeat them. Our destinies are literally in our hands, and the president knows that.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
America had 50% of the wealth and 4% of the population in 1957. Powerful robber barons that had already been the enemies of this country, most of them European, financed, openly set up a deal with China and other third world countries to maneuver us towards economic oblivion. First, Japan, conquered by us, was set up to do that. Then China brought on board. One-sided deals that didn't benefit the Japanese or the Chinese, but benefited the globalists. And now they've used our ethnic diversity, our cultural diversity, as a weapon against us to divide the nation for its final collapse. Because we get in the way of their new world order. So what is the solution? How do we fight back? The globalists have written well over 100 books since they lost the election and talk about why they lost. And in every book, they say central to it was InfoWars and our audience of activists that went out to hundreds of Democratic events with Bill and Hillary Clinton when they were trying to say that Trump was a sexual assaulter with no evidence, just like they'd done with Kavanaugh, and saying, hey, you settled rape cases. And Hillary represented child molesters. And she's tied to Jeffrey Epstein. And so people went to hundreds of events. It was all over the news. And they did that at our spurring. And I was willing to sign my John Hancock on it, even knowing Hillary would have gotten elected. I mean, she overthrows whole countries and kills hundreds of thousands. Her own Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, said it's a good price to pay, 500,000 dead kids, when they tripled sanctions on the Iraqis. I knew that murderer would come after me, and she's financed 30-plus lawsuits against me. She's got me deplatformed, but you know what? Somebody had to get in her face. I've gone out and done it. You've gone out and done it. I've gone to the D.C. to get in Sundar Pichai's face and to get in Jack Dorsey's face, you know, the head of Google, the head of Facebook, and said, your traitor is working for the Chi-Coms, and it's going to come out. That was a year ago. You see, it's come out. So if you want to stand up to these bullies who are trying to censor you in cyberspace, fight harder in cyberspace than you ever have. Set up your own local news organizations. Post videos. Get out there and get in their face. There's a big article on InfoWars.com that has recommended points of the corruption of all the Democrat candidates, including Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. And it talks about the blueprint of victory of what happens if you take action. You go to these events, you stand up like Martin Luther King or Mahatma Gandhi or Jesus Christ, the model of those men, could go into the money changers' own dens and who would expose the corruption of the system. Time for Americans to hit the streets, counter the leftist coup by bringing truth to their events. Our forebears were willing to fight an empire that had never been defeated, the British, and win. We don't have to physically fight. We've just simply got to go to their events, get up there by the microphone, and then start getting key points out about the globalists and about their crimes and about how they're trying to crash the stock market and the Federal Reserve admits it and how they're trying to break our borders and how they're saying America was never great or how Hillary and her corrupt server or Uranium One and the Russians or Joe Biden and his son and the $4 billion gas company and the board of directors. We've got all the points that we recommend you shout out at them or you can do your own. All I'm saying is take action. They've wanted us off the air because they fear you taking action. And they fear people like me saying, let's do it together. I pledge to you that I'll go out to their events like I've done Beto and many others this year, and I will confront them, even though they tried to kill me in Austin and the police had to surround us and stop them. They came and said, we're going to kill you, and tried to attack police. We're going to, I pledge to you, I will do what I'm asking you to do. So legally and lawfully, when they're live on TV, local news, national news, whenever these Democrats come to your area, Hillary, Bill. I was just watching Fox during the break, went there to get a cup of coffee, and they were saying, oh, the word is Hillary's going to run. The word is she's getting ready. She's definitely going to at least stay in that position to keep stealing the money that's coming in through her foundation. We have to be on the offense like never before. We did it in 2016. We can do it again. And because they want to try to censor us on Facebook and YouTube and all these places, it's not going to get censored on the local news or national news when you get in there. And yeah, that you may get hit in the head. You may get smacked. Most of the time you won't. Biden today, when they were grabbing a fellow that got up and said, hey, me too, they're covering up what happens to women. Made national news. They started grabbing on him. You're going to have your bank account and your kids grabbed and your guns grabbed. You're going to lose everything on their terms when they decide to come and push you around. If you don't go to D.C. and go to the House and Senate office buildings and go through the checkpoint, and they're not gods, they work for you, and go to their offices and wait till they come. Don't just have Soros-funded people screaming and yelling at them and in their faces. Don't do that. You go get in their face and say, in a stern, focused way, listen, I know you're a traitor. I know you're a globalist. We're going to hold you accountable. Because they know one person that shows up in D.C. in their offices represents 1,000. They know one email maybe represents 100. A phone call represents 100. Go to D.C. Take your kids to the sites, the Smithsonian. That's all amazing. And then go spend hours teaching them real civics and how you take action. And video it when you do it. And then put it out. And it'll cause a chain reaction. We've done it before. We got to do it again. It's a key article. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Time for America to hit the streets, counter the leftist coup by bringing truth to their events. And journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Go to city councils, 3-minute communications, speak about this. Go to your county commissioners. Go to your select committees. Go to your dog catcher committees. It doesn't matter. Get vocal. Get active. Let these globalists know that we're the silent majority and the sleeping giant and we're awake. So I saw this guy in this video today in an article on Infowars.com that we posted from AmericanMirror.com. Video, Biden rally chaos as crowd swarms, hashtag Me Too protester. And I looked at the individual on the video and I said, I've seen that gentleman before. And I had. He was one of the people that got up and said Bill Clinton's a rapist. And it went viral nationally because Bill Clinton goes, well, you know, the problem is, he goes, the problem is you're a rapist. He's settled 3 different rape deals out of court. So this man is the example of victory. And we'll play a clip of him in a moment. Trump supporter Richard Garrett claims Bill Clinton's a serial predator. This is 3 years ago, Las Vegas Review-Journal. He got all over national news with what he did. But let's see what he did just today. Here it is.
No, 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 no. Let him go. Let him go. No, 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 no. Let him go.
Now, we're going to get that gentleman back on soon, but we're going to, he's a former Democrat. We're going to play the clip when we come back why he decided to go public against the Democrats, because he was an insider. Wait till you hear his story. It's a short clip when we come back. But he was the most iconic of hundreds that got up and said, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Here's a short clip of that. There's whole newscasts that covered it nationally. And this really turned the tide when they were trying to say Trump was a rapist with no evidence. Here it is.
That is the problem.
Here's the problem. And don't Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com.
Almost every newscast cut what he actually said initially, but it didn't matter. It got out. Just like they did today on Now This, put out by Facebook. Totally deceptive. But it went out everywhere national, and now it's pointing out that Biden likes to grope women and children as one of the biggest pervs ever. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So if you want to know how to take action, you go to an Elizabeth Warren, a Joe Biden event, or any of the little lesser priest of globalism, priest of America sucks, and you simply get up the front, yell out some key points, hope they physically assault you, because then you're going to get big national news that's going to show what anti-free speech thugs they are, and you're going to get even more press coverage. And then you just take over. They're trying to keep us from having demonstrations. They're trying to keep us from being on the streets. They're trying to keep us from communicating on Facebook and Twitter. Go protest in front of Facebook, in front of Google. Go and do legal and lawful things. If you want to pay for a local airplane, I mean, you're talking a couple hundred bucks for them to put the words on it. You want to make your own banner, it's like $1,000. I've done that. And have them pull a banner that says Infowars.com. Have them pull a banner for a website you set up that's got whatever information you want on it. Have a banner pointing out what's happening, and then you can pay an airplane. I mean, we're talking maybe $1,000 in a Cessna to fly around over a major city where hundreds of thousands will see it for a couple hours. I did that all over the country back 3 years ago. It's already 4 years ago as we're, you know, heating up for the election. And it would get national coverage. That's what we did at the RNC, the DNC, you name it. That's how you take action. But you can go to any Democrat event at a government building, at a campus, any building open to the public, and then you get in there. Or you can go down the shake the hand line, have your own cell phone going, everybody else is doing it, and then get a hold of Bill Clinton or Hillary's hand and say, it's despicable how you sold out 25% of our uranium, Uranium One. You should go to prison for what you've done, and you're going to go to prison. Or it's despicable how you came and said that you destroyed Libya on purpose to destabilize Africa. Shame on you. Or it's despicable, Hillary, how you said black men are predators that have to be brought to heel like dogs. And then get that video out. It'll go viral. And we've got a bunch of examples. You can add your own examples. We're going to be debating this and discussing this all week. Now, back then, I could pay people, and I did $1,000 for each person that said Bill Clinton's a rapist. And got it out on national or local television. 5,000 if you got it out repeatedly and it went mega viral. I paid out $300,000 plus. And I earned myself the absolute hate of Hillary Clinton and the deep state. Now, I don't have $300,000 to do that in 2019. Because we got Trump elected. You got Trump elected. And they harassed all our sponsors. They sued me. They took me off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else. They took our merchant accounts away. They hammered the hell out of us because they said, this guy got Trump elected. He communicates with the grassroots across the country. And they could track directly that we took Trump over the top. So they've hit us super hard so we don't do it again. But guess what? The same hardcore listeners are there. And thanks to DrudgeReport.com linking to us routinely. And, you know, you spreading the word of mouth listeners. And folks promoting band.video, it's really exploding nicely. We are in a fighting position, and I'm not going to back down after all they've done. I'm going to fight even harder. A lot of you can probably notice that I'm more on target, more focused than I've ever been in 25 years on air. Some of you have been listening that long. And it's because I know that our lives are on the line. I know we're at the crossroads. I know we're at the fork in the road right now, and everything we do is going to govern the future battle space for thousands of years. This is the most critical time with the cashless society, the global social score, world government, the fact that they put chemicals in the water to lower your fertility and make you stupid. That's all admitted. This is real evil, and I didn't do this so that I'd drive a new car and live in a nice house. I did this because I knew that there was real evil taking place, and I knew these people were out of control, and I knew they had to be resisted and stood up against. And so we have done this. And so I'm very, very proud of everybody and what you've done, and I just want to salute you all, and I want to thank you. You know, there's so much I won't have time to get to today with these special reports coming up that are so powerful, but there's one up on Infowars.com. Every American must see this. Tucker Carlson exposes deep state coup against America. Do you guys have that? Just let me know on the screen when you do. Thanks, because I was going to play Levin and what he said was powerful, but it's on Infowars.com. This is even more powerful. I want to play a few minutes of this, and then I just want to remind listeners, we're running Black Friday comes 2 months early right now, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness goods, high-quality storable foods, water filtration, air filtration, but we really have the best fish oil. We really have the best turmeric bodies. We really have a lot of amazing products, great fluoride-free toothpaste, great coffee, Bank of America coffee. It's all massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we're under major globalist attack, as you know. We're not funded by Soros and Hollywood. We're funded by you. So I'm asking folks, step to the plate. You see me working 7 days a week. You've seen my crew kicking ass like never before. And the only way these articles and videos and things get out is when you spread them. And the only way we fund ourselves is when you get products you already need. Whether it's BioTrue Selenium or the Real Red Pill or the 8-Pack Power Stack, just find out why these are all great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch Mix, Alpha Power, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, the great protein bars that are the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at half the price of high-end bars. And the new Beto Nut shirt, better not take our assault weapons, Beto Nut. People love it. That's shirts in, shipping out right now. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, 50% off. All InfoWars Live products, all preparedness products, free shipping, and double Patriot points for your next order. And the free shipping on the preparedness stuff is really a big deal. Okay, let's go to a few minutes of Tucker Carlson, where he points out that this is an intelligence agency coup. This isn't just Democrats now. They mean to take Trump out. They're scared. They know he's for real. Here it is.
It's about patriotism. In fact, is there anyone who thinks it's about protecting the country? How many more self-righteous lectures are we going to need to hear about national security delivered by the very people who gave us open borders and an endless string of pointless wars? In fact, if there's one thing that group doesn't care about at all, emphatically doesn't care about, it's the security of our nation. National security. There's no moral component to any of this. They saw an opening to grab power, and they're taking it. The question, the interesting question is, why now? Why impeach now? There's a presidential election a year from now. The president actually is beatable, theoretically anyway. Look at the numbers. You could beat him. You could try anyway. Elizabeth Warren's not a weak candidate. So why not try? Why not just let democracy do its thing as it has every 4 years for 240 years? Because, and this is the deepest truth, they can't. They can't win that way. The Democratic Party has become too radical to win a conventional election. And if you're wondering if that's true, ask yourself this. When was the last time a Democratic candidate seemed to care about improving your life? By the way, improving your life is the most basic of all political promises. Vote for me and I will make your life a little better. When was the last time someone...
And then he goes in to get into exactly who's doing it. That's right. They're in overthrow mode. The Chi-Coms and the EU and all these multinationals, they love a civil war. See, they don't have skin in the game. So they want to wreck it. That's why it's so reckless. Because the Democrats are nothing but cruise missiles. They're nothing but kamikazes. They are paid for. That's why none of it makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I have no shortage of important news and information to cover. And next segment's going to be particularly important. It really goes to the heart of the matter. And please don't forget the key article on InfoWars.com about how it's now time to hit the streets and decide whether you want to be free or slave. Trump's put everything on the line for us. Now it's time for us to put everything on the line for the country and our children and our future. We know the alternative. These globalists think we're beatable. They think they can whip us into submission. But I want to demoralize the globalists and their minions. History is on human side. We are creating all this great technology. We're amazing. We're not your slaves just because you're writing us off and telling us it's the end of the future and the end of history. No. You fear us taking control of our own destinies. And I told Vice 3 years ago, right after Trump won, that he's just one wave and so am I, and that bigger waves are coming. And now you've seen that across the world. Here's this critical report, and then we get to a little bit of shooting I did out at the range. Folks liked it last week. I went out to 100 yards open sights, and then we're going to get to that Satanism report. Can you really sell your soul to the devil? That's in the final segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The globalists are pulling out every stop they can to plunge the world into war.
Alex Jones is probably America's best known and most influential conspiracy theorist. Jones's radio program and online television network reaches millions, with frothing rants claiming the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax and that 9/11 was an inside job.
You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job and lose most of the radio stations I was on? You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you weren't...
With the election of Donald Trump, whose candidacy he vigorously championed, Jones's fringe movement has shouted its way into the mainstream, and he's become one of the president-elect's most powerful media surrogates.
You're in a death battle now. You're in a death battle, New World Order. We know you're in one with us. Comprende? Comprehend it. We don't care what you say.
Throughout his 20-plus year career in broadcasting, Alex Jones has transformed from a local celebrity with a public access cable show to the undisputed king of alternative media. His YouTube channel has racked up well over 1 billion views. That's 10 times as many as NBC News' YouTube channel. It's unclear just how much money Jones makes as a conspiracy salesman, but his sprawling state-of-the-art studio in Austin suggests that business is good. That's because while Jones's views might live on the political fringe, he's no longer a fringe player.
The whole takeover failed, didn't it? And now, who gets to talk to the president? Who gets to talk to the Supreme Court justices? Matt Drudge, Alex Jones.
It might be an exaggeration, but not by much.
Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
During the campaign, Trump appeared on Jones's show, pitching both his new book and his candidacy, while also heaping praise on the host.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be...
And after he won in November, Trump made an off-air call to Jones, thanking him for his support. As one of the president-elect's advisors said, Jones's listeners are the foot soldiers in the Trump revolution.
What do you think the connection is between your rise in media and Donald Trump's rise in politics?
I was just an early part of the wave of populism and wanting prosperity and wanting true liberalism.
Why is it happening? Why is this your moment?
That mainstream media just ignored and ignored and ignored, laughing at flyover country. The truth is we'd already taken the nation back psychologically many, many years ago. All we do is study the enemy. We know who they are, where they vacation, how they operate, what their plans are, what type of Satanism they carry out. We know their operations.
What type of Satanism?
They're psychopaths, so their religion is basically satanic. I mean, what the hell have we become?
It's Jones's frequent outbursts of vein-popping anger and willingness to indulge in hyperbole that made him famous. But he insists that it isn't an Andy Kaufman-like act.
I'm a weapon. I'm made to be thrown at you.
There's not a lot of people that when I say I'm going to interview them, they say, I don't think he's serious. Is there an element of theater to it?
I mean everything I say when I'm being serious. And more, I'm serious probably 95% of the time.
You're a pretty intense guy. You understand that like people are like, wait, what's going on?
No, but
here?
I'm telling you why I turned it off.
Yeah.
Even when I'm being satirical, I'm trying to point something out. But I am letting the dog off the leash. I'm letting, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I'm letting Mr. Hyde out. Look at this.
But clearing away all the hysterical bluster, what is it that Jones believes?
You don't trust government. You think they're incompetent.
But I love Trump.
But you love Trump. And you also think the government can do all these things.
No, I see the globalist-run government upset by Trump because they know what he's trying to do. So I'm trying to give that a shot at reforming it. This is part of a global awakening to the New World Order. I'm such an authoritarian.
You just don't sign the release.
In addition to peddling paranoia, Jones also peddles a huge range of products, from male vitality drops to a year's supply of survival food.
If the store is blocked because of massive communist Chinese hack attacks, you can always call toll-free.
Can I ask you something here?
Yeah.
When Jones isn't railing against the New World Order, he's plotting the overthrow of his other favorite hate object, the mainstream media.
Tyranny.
On a conference room whiteboard, his staff had mapped out media organizations they believe are enemies of freedom.
I noticed that you're the most free and independent is, oddly enough, you.
Yes.
Do you know how we got here?
I was just saying, News 2 Vice, before it was owned by the bigwigs, would be kind of more over here, but now it's kind of the middle.
So I just want to be clear that Vice is here on the Tyranny and Freedom Index, but these two who are owned by the Kremlin are more free than the media organization that you're talking about.
Well, no, they're up at the top and state run.
But they're also closer to the freedom.
Yeah, right? I mean, I found their stuff to be more based in reality.
Are you fucking serious?
But Jones's uncomfortable relationship with reality hasn't been an impediment to success. He's an undeniably effective salesman. Because when the cameras are on, Jones is on.
Now the new left is like Keith Olbermann going, Russian scum! We're at war with Russia! We need to have war with Russia and start bombing them now! I'm liberal! I want thermonuclear frickin' war!
Alex,
I'm hysterical!
You know, I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Donald Trump, knew who I was, knew what I was doing. talk to him some him and there. The whole point is it's not about me. I'm just pointing out the movement that was already there that he basically surfed in on.
But you're the loudest person talking about it. You're the most successful person talking
about it. Bigger waves are coming. We don't rise and fall with Trump. Now you're going to see the next wave. Good luck with that. A lot of folks were asking last week on Twitter what gun I was shooting, and this is made in Turkey. It's an MP5 HK clone made off the same German machines. It's just a lot less money and shoots just as good. And so we're back out here. Just give you a better look at this gun. They say in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, and he's still clearly got one of his eyes. So let's see if we can take that out from 25 yards. We're going to move back to 50 and then to 100. I'm not woken up this morning. This is terrible shooting for me, but we'll move back to a distance here. We'll do better. But I did get him in the eye five times or so. This is the shotgun I've got in my bedroom in an instant access pistol safe.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Network in the world.
There is a saying, no one knows who first coined it. It's been around for thousands of years. But it goes like this. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. And if you go to public school or even most private schools, or if you go to major university, you're taught there is no God, there is no devil, we're just machines. In fact, we don't even have free will. But then I began to notice when I was going to college that a lot of the professors teaching that, when I went and looked them up, were actually into the occult. And there's a lot of examples of this, but there was a professor at the University of Texas who was the head of the biology department, Dr. Eric Pianca. And he said on his own website that he was a druid practitioner and believed in the occult, and was even on the UT website, him dressed up as an occultist. That's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that I made 12 years ago. He wants global depopulation. He thinks humans are inherently just bad, and he believes in the spirit world. But if you go back to what he would teach in class, we're just machines. There is no God. There is no devil. The truth is, examples of the establishment and the left's obsession with the occult and straight-up devil worship is historically all over the place and happening now, every day. In fact, just this weekend in Portland, Antifa had a city-sponsored event that the mayor supports where they came out and did black magic rituals against the Patriot Prayer March that's happened there the last few years, trying to exorcise it and keep it from even taking place in the city.
If you agree with me, if you agree, repeat after me.
What are you doing?
Hail Satan!
The French Revolution itself was occultic, Luciferian, satanic. It was the left-hand path, which means the sinister side, following the devil. It didn't just want to overthrow the church and the royalty. It wanted to overthrow the family itself, and it wanted to target children. If you go back thousands of years ago, all across the Middle East, all across Africa, all across what's Western Europe today, or Mesoamerica, human sacrifice of women and children, virgins demanded by these dark, wicked gods. Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, almost every, quote, pop or rock star that you see making the top of the charts will tell you they made a deal with the literal devil in this world for success.
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. And I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth, and then in the world we can't see.
Bob Dylan told 60 Minutes and other national TV programs that he was given magical enlightenment by the devil himself to be able to come up with the rhymes, the music that he developed. And all of it when he went to the crossroads in the South, where his idol admitted that he himself had sold his soul to the devil.
That's when I went to the crossroads and made a big deal. You know, like, yeah. One night, and then went back to Minneapolis, and I was like, hey, where's this guy been? You know, he went to the crossroads.
If I even tried to scratch the surface in this report of not just top musicians, but top entertainers, movie stars, scientists, world leaders, saying that they owe their success to the devil, this would be a 10-hour report. Just this week, Eddie Murphy came out in an interview with Jerry Seinfeld on the program Comedians in Cars and Coffee and talked about Sammy Davis Jr., who was as serious as the devil, saying he owed his allegiance to Satan.
Sammy told me he worshipped the devil. We were in Dan Tanner's on that restaurant with all the pictures of him. Sammy was like, you know, Satan is as powerful as God.
Mae West, Charlie Manson, and countless others believe they were following the directives of Satan. The Bohemian Grove in Northern California admits in their own internal annals that I got from a member's widow that they are recreating Faust-type rituals in the Redwoods that they are mimicking from ancient German satanic death cults going back directly to Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati. Skull and Bones in New Haven, Connecticut, initiates the sons and daughters of powerful elites into what can only be called a satanic religion. Now to the heart of the matter. I personally have been offered by these power networks to join them if I will join with Lucifer and be given incredible power in the world government system. I've been offered this for more than 25 years, and I've always said no. Mark Dice was offered a national TV program with some household names, but first they asked him to pledge himself to Lucifer. So I take you back full circle. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. The entire power structure of the world is satanic. They now admit they're keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs. Human-animal clones have been created for more than 30 years, and they're just now admitting it to the public. This world government system is targeting Christians by design and creating a world cashless society or world social score where conservatives, nationalists, Christians, and others who won't allow their children to be indoctrinated into the world government system will be targeted and their right to buy and sell taken away. Prophecy is being manifest. In summation, there is a God that created the universe that wants us to use our free will to choose to join him. But we have been given free will. We are the seed of the universe, as Gandhi said, incredible potential. We're made in the image of God. So we can choose to go with the devil. It's true, God created the devil and has allowed the devil to be our tester. This is real. This entire life is only a flash. It's boot camp. It's a test. Faust, many historians now believe, did exist. But regardless, the legend of Faust gives us the keys to understand what's happening. Faust could have gotten out of his deal with the devil anytime he wanted. The devil didn't give Faust all those skills. God gave Faust and all of us gifts. The devil is older than us and is able to show us some of the gifts and convince us that he gave us the gifts, so we believe we are trapped under his control. It's a giant fraud. These people that serve Satan have been deceived. And that's why they later learn it isn't about money and power. It isn't about being cool or being a great poet or an artist. Once the devil tricks you to become his slave, then you must carry out evil against the innocents, or the devil will use his worldly power against you to bring you down. That's why Christ said, when I am in you, the world will hate you and will come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a test. This is real. And those of you that have served Satan can leave the devil anytime you want, but you've got to allow God's spirit to come into you. And God doesn't do that unless you ask God in. Humble yourself before God. Go to the quiet place of the Most High and ask for the Holy Spirit to enter your body. The only thing you should fear, as one of our presidents said, is fear itself. You should not fear he who can take your physical body away, but he who can damn you to hell for eternity. Don't make the wrong choice. Renounce Satan. Join Christ. The devil's real, but Christ is real. You're real, and your free will is real. Make the right decision and join God in eternity.
To make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Just caught you, American. You visited band.video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video, or I have to hurt your eyes.